I consider my job as the ambassador of the Adelaide Fringe to be like being the Dalai Lama. I am an ethereal being from another entity.
UK comedian Julian Cleary. That's his thoughts on the Adelaide Fringe. It bills itself as the second biggest arts festival in the world after the Edinburgh Fringe. Has it become a victim of its own success? Why do I ask this? Well, this week a roaring debate has broken out. Some performers at the current Fringe claiming that greed, commercialism and unruly crowds are ruining that festival. Heather Kroll is the Adelaide Fringe director. Heather, welcome.
Hello.
This is a tough thing for a Fringe festival to get too big, to lose that sense of edgy outsiderdom.
Well, I think that there's no doubt that there are hundreds of the fringiest of the Fringe shows that are still going on in the Adelaide Fringe. And I've been to many of them myself in the last few weeks. We're an open access festival, so we don't have any limit on how many artists want to register their show.
Well, that line is not good. You still there, Heather?
Yes.
Yep, if you just stand nice and still on the one spot, we're just having a bit of trouble with your line.
Oh, can you hear me now?
That's great. So you're just explaining that you're an open access festival.
Yes. We're an open access festival. So artists from all over the world register to be in the Fringe and venues register to be venues. And they do their deals with each other, deals that we are not privy to. We don't run venues. So a lot of very, very independent out there Fringe acts are doing really well in Adelaide this year. Today, we've sold more than 500,000 tickets to shows, and around about 40% of those are to the independent venues outside of the big hub.
Now, you've got, however, one rather unhappy camper, and this is British comedian Alex Dubas, who's vowed never to return. He's taken it all to Facebook. Soulless, mass-produced content, he says.
That. I know, but I mean, if you want to sit and have a look through the program, you'll see that that's a wildly exaggerated statement. But we have got Alexis here, and he's got two different shows in the Fringe, and one of them has been continuously selling really well. He did a spoken word. He's still doing a spoken word poetry show in a small venue in a little side street called Tuxedo Cat. And he wasn't happy with his sales after a few days. Subsequently from the publicity, he's certainly been selling very, very well. There's a lot of small shows that are selling super, super well. And there's, of course, some that aren't selling at all. And that's the nature of a Fringe festival. We always tell artists, don't come expecting to sell... sell out every night.
Yep.
You've got to do a budget. It's a Fringe open access festival, so you've got to do your budget.
I know you say it's open access and you're open to all comers, but have you got too much that's mainstream in that Fringe?
No, I think we really don't. I mean, the most we've got shows in the Spiegel tent. Some of them are absolutely mad, kooky stuff that would not play anywhere other than a Fringe festival, but it's just popular. And it's in the Spiegel tent, and that's quite a big venue. But I don't think that's a sign that if 500 people want to go and see a show, I don't think that means that it doesn't belong in a Fringe.
Well, Heather, it's controversial, and
we're looking to sell. At the moment, we've sold 500,000 tickets, which is just incredible. The Adelaide audiences are amazing. They pour out every single night for 30 nights, and we've got three very big nights coming up. It's a long weekend. The weather's awesome. So I think Adelaide audiences are pretty unique. They are very dedicated to their Fringe, and they will come out and see things. And, I've been sitting in some very kooky, tiny venues till late at night.
That's your job, Heather.
And I've been with quite a lot of other people. So, I encourage everyone who's listening to come and check it out next year and help the artists sell more tickets.
Well, there's only one thing worse than being talked about.
Exactly.
Heather Kroll is director of the Adelaide Fringe.